Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Commercial free and one of the most fun live bands is Imagine Dragons. We got tickets to see them when they come back to St. Louis this summer on August 16th at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Lauren, you got plans on August 16th?
I sure do.
Congratulations, Lauren. We got you some Imagine Dragon tickets. Thanks for so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, hold on for those Imagine Dragon tickets. Let's get into all your entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
I know people are like, why do you keep talking about Taylor Swift so much? Because of things like this. Her brand new album, Tortured Poets Department, is now the only album in Spotify history to surpass 1 billion streams in a single week. Exactly.
Crazy.
5 days, really. So not even a week.
Yeah.
5 days. So we're talking about this because 1 billion people are a part of this and they like the album or at least listen to it. So it broke the record of Spotify's most streamed album in a single day with more than 300 million streams in one day. And that wasn't just on Spotify either. It also broke the record on Apple Music. So both music platforms.
Biggest album
breaking
ever.
Wow. Records, literally. Update on the vinyl copies. That's up to 800,000
now.
And she broke her own record. The like second place or whatever, the one that she just broke, was also from herself, but it was from the vinyl of 1989, which sold 693,000. And so it's already up to 800,000 vinyl copies that have been sold.
The album hasn't even been out a full week to do all those type of numbers. And think about it. That's somebody going to a store, which most people just do Instacart,
right,
Amazon.
Right?
Like, people don't even go into stores. Walked into the store and then bought a hard copy of it, old school vinyl style. Like, it's so rare. And 800,000 sales like that is just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, these numbers are almost like hard for me to read because they're so long. I'm like, am I even saying the right thing? She came out with a statement saying, this period of the author's life is now over. The chapter closed and boarded up. There's nothing to avenge, no scores to settle once wounds have healed. And upon further reflection, a good number of them turned out to be self-inflicted. The writer of this firm believed that our tears become holy in form of ink on a page. Once we have spoken or said a story, we can be free of it.
I think that's her message saying, I know that there's a lot of people attacking Joelle Wynn and Matt Healy and anyone that she's kind of mentioned by name in those albums because the Swifties come strong. Like, she's forgiven them for the pain. We've all been in relationships, and the most important thing to do is to let go, because that's when you're truly free. And so she's asking for the Swifties to do that.
Yep. Be free, Swifties, and keep on listening.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
I mean, we're totally free. We hold no grudges. But we're going to do a whole throwback throwdown in honor of our exes. In 2 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here we go.
Over the summer, Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney did a movie together, Anyone But You. It did really, really well. And finally, they came out and talked about their chemistry and like if they were interested in each other for real outside of the movie or not. They took the internet definitely by storm, interview after interview, Instagram post after Instagram post about them like flirting together. And it just like, it almost made me uncomfortable because they both were in relationships at the time.
Yeah.
And Glenn, actually, him and his girlfriend broke up during this time of all these rumors and everything. And his girlfriend unfollowed his Instagram, which was where he was posting all these things with Sydney, like off camera. So everybody was like, okay, are they for real, like hooking up and in love, or like what's going
on? How
many
co-stars have we seen that have dated? We all have seen the Angelina Jolie moving in on Jennifer's man.
Right. So Glenn came out and said the two things that you have to do to sell a rom-com are to be fun and show chemistry. Sydney and I have a ton of fun together and we have a ton of effortless chemistry. That's what keeps people wanting That's what keeps people wanting, on screen and off the screen. Sometimes you just have to lean into it a bit, and it worked wonderfully. Sydney is very, very smart. So he is saying that they knew for the success of their movie that they would have to like really push their like chemistry and their bond. And so he's basically saying, okay, we're not really like in love. We just did it to push the movie.
Do you think, well, that's like seems like an obvious answer. Like obviously we need chemistry on anything to be successful. Do you think he's saying,
he's leaning into the rumors.
Do you think he's saying he's leaning into the rumors?
Yeah, which is weird they're being so transparent about it.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't think it's just clear as clear? You think there's still some murky
water?
Well,
I think just the fact, no, I just think the fact that he's saying like basically we leaned into it is weird. People don't normally say that.
I also, do you believe that he just leaned into it? His girlfriend broke up with him.
Yeah, I definitely think there's some together, weirdness here.
Because I feel like leaning into rumors that are not true is dirty.
Yeah, this like, definitely is like, dirty.
It's one thing to
regardless
say,
regardless
like,
of whether something happened or not, it's dirty that they even leaned into like the questioning of...
I think you have to feel like when you're watching the movie that they could actually date. And then when you see them during interviews, you have to feel like they have good chemistry. Like, I could see these two dating. There's another thing to lean into the rumors where you're going to destroy someone else's relationship. Suddenly, this is not true. I love her. She's like a sister to me. We could actually date, but we're never going to date. Because everyone always says that about your best friend, right?
True.
Like, best friend, you guys should be dating. Like, no, they're my best friend. And so that's okay. Leaning into rumors that you're cheating feels dirty.
Very true. Yeah, he never was like, we don't have chemistry and nothing ever happened. Instead, he's like, yeah, Sydney's really smart for leaning into the rumors.
Yeah, that's like, that seems dirty.
Sus! This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.